We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Chavav Amad Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Chavav Amad Aleph. We learned at the end of yesterday's block a machloikis by the sugya of Hana Habami Elov, that means he's walking somewhere and there's a smell of Avodah Zarah, and he smells it. The shaila is he does he have to get away from there or not? So the Gemara said, it's mutter. It means it's not possible to go a different way, which Taisa speaks out means a big tircha for him to go a different way. So then the halacha is that he could go there, because loy efshar, there's no other way to go to shul, and he's not mechaven. Now, there was two lashonis in Mechlekes Rava and Abaya. If you're the first lashon, the Mechlekes is going according to Rav Shimon in a case where it's efshar v'loy mechaven, where it's possible to go a different way, but you're still not mechaven. According to Abaya, Rav Shimon, it's muta. According to Rava, it's asa. That's the first lashon, Mechlekes Rava and Abaya. For the second lashon, Mechlekes is in a case where it's efshar v'loy mechaven, we're going to all agree like Rav Shimon, it's muta. Here the case is that it's loy efshar, but it's not possible a different way, but he's saying come mechaven, you're trying to be mechaven. So there, Rabbi is mechaven, Shvi Rav Yehuda, just like loy efshar loy mechaven, according to Rav Yehuda, loy mechaven is always mut, is always also according to Rav Yehuda, still loy efshar loy mechaven is mut because of the loy efshar. So Rabbi says, Shvi Rav Yehuda, even by mechaven, since it's loy efshar, it's mutter. And Rava says, even there it's also. So like you see, Rav and Bai, if his second lashon is in Rav Yehuda, if he's mekel and holds that loy efshar v'kama chavein is a muta or not. So Abaya no aminulah is going to the second lashon. Abaya is going to say, how do I know it's possible to have a shita that even by mechavein, if it's loy efshar, it's muta. Abaya no aminulah, the time went to the brisa. Omro alav Rav Yechon ben Zakkai. Rav Yechon ben Zakkai lived at the end of the second base of Mikdash, and he used to like giving shir to his talmidim. He had a lot of talmidim, and there was no indoor place that could fit so many people. And they couldn't give a shir outside because it was too sunny, too hot. So he used to sit in front of the harabayis, in front of the Beis HaMikdash, in the shade of the Heichel. The Heichel was 100 amas high, which is approximately 180 feet high, and it was wide. So he gave up a lot of shade. He just sit in the shade of the Heichel in order to give shir. So Yosef at Tzilo Shal Heichel, but Doris called him Kuli. He's a darshan the whole day. So here, El Cheretz Mechavin, he's trying to have a na from the Heichel because he's sitting inside the shade, and it's mutter. So what must be pshat? Because Loi Efsher, Hachad Loi Efsher, no other place you can find the Mechavin v'Sharis. You see, this shita holds even by Mechavin, even when I'm trying to have kavana to be nana, to have a na, to have benefit, still it's mutter. So you see, by Loi Efsher, we have to have come Mechavin. So what is so by his right himself? Rav Amar no Shani Heichel lo seichel yasu. Heichel is different. Why? Because the ikka hana of a heichel is for the inside. That's the walls are made for, not for the outside. And therefore, it's called ein ze derech hanasa. That's what Rashi learns. It's not called derech hanasa. It's not the normal way of having hana. That's Rav's teretz. So the Rishonim will point out. So what? If it's not derech hanasa. Didn't we say that derech hanasa? It's not us the raisa. It's us from the rabbanon. So still, what's the heta? So some say from Rashi's Mavuyer, that's mutter, even with it's mutter. The law of the Rechonos is mutter. But other Rishonim say, no, Vazos the Rabbanon. But here, since it's Tzorech HaRabim, Tzorech Talmud Torah the Rabim, they allowed this Rabbanon, and they allowed it to go and do it in the Heichel, because it's not the Rechonos. Other Rishonim have a whole different Shah in the Sugya, what Shani Heichel, the Seich HaRashim means. And they learned it means that when they were makdish to Beis HaMikdash, they only makdish the inside of the walls, not the outside of the walls. The only makas the insta, the soicha, the only worm, they didn't give kedusha to the outside of the walls, and therefore there's no problem to sit in the shade. It would be negay for us if you'd like to sit in the shade of the kaisel, and if you second, the last shot, we have some mutter. But you also have to know what the hektish on the kaisel was, balak upon him. That's the Gemara Rava and Baya here. Amar Rava, Rava's now bring rayas that kamachavein is awesome. I'm going to have a few rayas like this a little later on in the Amar also. Rav's being right that Kamachavin is also. I'm a Rav, not a Nila. How do I know that even by Loy Efshar, it's not possible to do something else, but it's very hard to do something else, but it's still also by Kamachavin? How do I know? Did Tanah, I learned in the Mishnah. Lulin Hoyu Pesuchin Ba'aliyah Space HaKardish Best Kachi Kadashim. If they had to do any work, any like repair work in the Kajedish HaKadashim, which is where the Oren is, they had these skylights on the roof. on the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They went up on the second floor and they went down through those skylights. They lowered down the repairman in these boxes. Why they have to be in boxes? In order they shouldn't have hana from the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which would make it, which is also bahana, and that's having hana. And the Gemara and Rava asked, here it's not efshir because you have to fix it. You have to go down there. And why in your back? So worries by mistake be mechavein. Become mechavein v'aser. What's the problem? Let him go in. It's loy efshir. Who cares about mechavein? It's not a problem. He's coming in to fix. So what do you see from here? Loy efshir. Come mechavein is also. So it's a kasha on abaya. We bring a kasha on abaya. You see, loy efshir. Become mechavein is also. Are you going to ask me? We have to have this chesh meklar. Baya only said it in Rabbi Yehuda, not in Rabbi Shimon. He only said it in Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't care about mechavein, not mechavein. He cares about efshir, loy efshir. He said, made this go to Rabbi Shimon. So Tosfos, the second Tosfos speaks out, and Rami, Abaye could have answered like that. He didn't want to answer like that, but he could have answered, this is going according to Rabbi Shimon. He could have answered that teretz, but he has a better teretz. So here the kasha is that, why do you have to go in a box? What's the problem? So even Lo Efshe Kamachavin is Mutter. That's the kasha on Abaye. As the Gemara says, V'tizbarav, Om Rabbi Shimon, Paz Yom Rishu Malei, V'shem HaKabarom, Koil Umara V'Reyach, Im Behem, Mishum Me'ilah. What Stamazai says, I don't understand this bright. So why do you have to go in a box? We pass in the Kerl Mara Varech and Bem Shamila. But Shum Levi said Shumakapara that if you listen to the music of the clay shear, or you look at the beauty of the Beis Mikdash, or you smell something of the Beis Mikdash, that's no Mila on that. Well, what would you say? So what's Pshat? Why have you been in a box? So Mila also Beis Kodesh, we have such a Mila. We didn't want you to look at the walls there for no reason. And therefore we understand also, but here, they didn't mind love for Kodesh HaKadoshim, don't bring a riot from here, because here the whole Isser is not so understandable. We're saying here, Kodesh HaMarareach is not really a problem. So, Lamaisam, you have to say, Pshat, is that just a mind love for Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ikadam, a different version of Rava's Raya, and here he brings a Raya straight from the din of Kodesh HaMarareach. Ikadamri, Amar Rava, Mno Aminullah. How do I know my Allah? Chod Amar Rav Shem HaPazir, Mishum HaLev, Mishum HaKaparo. Kodesh HaMarareach, Ein Behem HaShem HaIlah. If you listen to the clear shear, or you look at the Beis HaMikdash, or you smell something, Ein Behem HaShem HaIlah, it's mash. Ma Me'ilah Hu Delekah. There's no Me'ilah. Me'ilah is something that you have to bring a carbon for. Asha Me'ilah, you have to pay Karen V'chaymish. That it doesn't have. Ha Surika, but there is an Isser. So why is there an Isser? If you go, let's say you're going into the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah, well, why is it Asser? That's called Le'afsh. I have to go do Avodah. My love, Isser, Amdim Mefnim, we're saying that it's Asser for them to have benefit from the beauty of the Beis Mikdash or the Koil, because Mechavin is also even by Le'efshah. What do you mean? Le'efshah Mechavin is Mutter. My love, listen, no, in the film, Le'efshah Mechavin is also. You see, Kashan Abaya. My love, listen, on the Chutz. That din, that's also not the people coming to Avodah. It's the people standing outside. That's where it says Hasura Ika. But Taka, the people going in to do Avodah, it's Taka Mutter for them. It's Taka Mutter for them to do. This. And now, if we see that it's Osir Midrabanon from here, so you have to go back to Gemara before, when Abaya Tain of a Tizbara, how can you say you have to go in a box? Because it's there's no Me'ilah, okay, but the Isser, anyways, the Isser, what was the Taina? So Rashi and Tain supposed to speak out before is that since it's only Isser Midrabanon, so if you're coming to repair the Beis HaMikdash, then it would be Mutter, because they wouldn't keep their Midrabanon, Mamakim, to fix the Beis HaMikdash, that would be the Svara. Al Kapanim, the Gemara tried to bring a cash on Abaya from these cases of going to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to cover yourself from seeing. And we answered that there, it's not a problem, either because it's not a problem, so it's only a mile of Kodesh HaKadoshim, or it only means Va'im de Mechutz, Vataka, people doing Avodah could, the Koyam doing Avodah could be Nena from the Koyal Ma'arech. Now the Gemara will take a little break in the Sugya of to explain this, Rabbi Shimon Pazi, that talks about Koil Umara Areach, Gufa. Om Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum HaKapara, Koil Umara Areach, Ein Behem Mishum Me'ilah. Freit the Gemara of Areach, Ein Behem Mishum Me'ilah, there's no Me'ilah on Areach, but Tanya Linton of Raisa, it says in the Torah, Isser that Yechayev Karas for, it says, if someone makes the same recipe as Ketayres, the Pasuk says, Ish Asher Yaseh Kermoya Lehariach Ba, the Nikras Ma'amav. It says someone who makes the same recipe of Keteris in his own house to smell, the loch is he gets karas. So his brisa goes to the details of that halacha. A fatim as a k'tiris, someone who makes k'tiris l'slami, but in order to learn what the k'tiris was like, oylo moisor tzibur, or in order to give out to the tzibur, then it's pater. Then it's pater. Could be tzibur mutter, but there it's not, no, it's a shayla in their shayna. Pater means mutter or not, but here it's pater. There's no problem. It's not what Torah meant. That's also you're doing it l'slami ball to give to the tzibur. It's not a problem. The recipe of k'tiris for that. But l'hariach ba, but if you make it the smell, that's a pasuk. Chayiv, chayiv k'tiris. And Bryce goes vita and says like this. If I'm a riach ba, well, let's say you smell the k'tiris of the tzibur, then you're potter. You're not chayiv karas. But el shema'al. But you're still chayiv me'ila. From me'ila you're chayiv. Still chayiv a karam from me'ila, but there's no chayiv for the din of karas of isha shiyasa kamayla riach ba nechas ma'ama. But what do you see? There's me'ila a reach. Heck, you say kolam ha reach is nothing. It's me'reach is me'ila. First of Bryce. So Elohim Papa, you have to change the words of Shuvah Levi. The kol umara reach are not exactly the same. Kol umara ein behem shem ilo lfi shem behem mamish. Kol umara, since it's ein behem mamish, there's takanom ilo. When you hear something, you don't mamish. You see something, you don't mamish. But reach has certain mamashes. So what does it mean, reach no ilo? It means in a certain time. But reach la achash utalatim rosa ein behem shem ilo. Hoel venasis mitzvasek. Reach means after you burnt the k'tiris on the mizbeach, and now you have the smoke and the smell coming out, then already it's ein b'mamish, it's already nasim mitzvos already. There already it's nasim mitzvos, it's yes b'mamish, but nasim mitzvos already. The mitzvah was done. Once a mitzvah was done, there's no me'ila anymore. And the b'raisa that says, so the b'raisa that says, Rabbi Shuvah Levi says there's no me'ila, it's only going by reach after the mitzvah is done. And the Braisa says the Isma'ila is talking about when it's before you burnt it on the Beis Mikdash. It's in Rashi says it's in your house. They don't say dafka in your house. It means if it's in the Beis Mikdash before they put it on the Mizbeach, that's when there's avada achiv me'ila. Because reach is achiv me'ila. Just the reason why no achiv me'ila here is because nasis mitzvasa. It was done already the mitzvah. So then it already became ois hektish. Nasis mitzvasa is no din me'ila. So it comes and says kol amara reach imbay mishamila. They're not exactly the same thing. Kol amara is imba mamish. Reach, the reason is because it's after the Nasmat Sosa. It's not exactly the same thing. So, what? What's the Mamash of a Reach? So, it's a big shayla in the Rishonim. Some say the reason is because when you smell something, you're smelling some particles of the thing. Actually, some smell comes out, some particles of the etzem besom go into your nose. When you look at something or you hear something, no particles of the thing is coming to you. No part of the Kli Shir. Because other Rishonim want to say the Chilik is, like Rashi has a Mashmayis, because the thing has a mamash is to it, but simonim have Rashi says yes be mamash b'samamonim, but the pella a klisir has a mamash also a music the instrument has a mamash also, so the verse what's my shaykhus did, so that's why they want to say maybe means the particles. It's a big shayla in the Rishonim how I learn. At the problem that's what comes down to chesmer asugya. So Gemara says, you tell me now anything in Kachem that the mitzvah is done is no me'ilah? Well, I ask you, if I read Truman Sadashan, the Nasa Mitzvah, Truman Sadashan is every day they take off some ashes from the top of the Beis, top of the Mizbeach, some of the ashes, and they put on the side of the Mizbeach. And the halacha is that even after it's burnt, it has me'ilah. And you have to bury it on the side of Mizbeach, as the Pasuk says. But Chumash Sadash, it's not Nasim Sasa, yes, from Shemila, Chsiv, Vesomai, it's Mizbeach. And a few lalachas learned that Vesomai, first of all, Shloya Fazer, Vesomai, you shouldn't spread it out, put it in one place, Vesomai, Shloya Hena, you shouldn't have Anah. So clearly, that even after Nasim Sasa of the carbon, it's Loya Hena. So you see, Lachar, what's going on? So Nasim Sasa has Mila. So why doesn't it have Mila over here after the mitzvah is done? So tomorrow, you can't learn how to chumash adashin. Tell you that something is nasis mitzvasa has me'ilah. So to have a chumash adashin, a vidikuna shteksuvim ban ke'echad. You have chumash adashin and vidikuna, which are two ksuvim that are both saying it's me'ilah after nasis mitzvasa. And the klal is when there's two psukim that say the same thing. I obviously can't learn out from them because why need two? Just learn one and learn everything out from there. So that's the klal. The two ksuvim, if it says two psukim on one thing, can't learn out. Where do you see that by Big Dekuna, the halach is by Nasis Mitzvasai, stole as Me'ila? Chumas Adasha and Hardamar. Chumas Adasha just said, from Pasuk Vesama, you see, even after the ashes are burnt, stole as Me'ila. What's the Big Dekuna? Big Dekuna, the Chsiv, it says, after the Kayin Gadol uses his clothing, his four begadim that he uses on the Yom Kippur, which those four begadim are really royal for a Kayin head all year round. So what does he do afterwards? Says in the pasuk, "Gavar Aaron Ela Ma'id v'Pashat Es Bigdei Habad Asher Yilbash Asher Lavash V'Voy Ela Kodesh V'Hanicham Sham." Pasuk says. Melamed shetuunim gniza. You see, it has to be put away, put in shemus. You can't use it, you can't have enough of it. Ah, you did the mitzvah already. Teretz is, even after the mitzvah, it's still also bahana, also b'me'ilah. So therefore, those are two psukim that we have, that nas mitzvah say has me'ilah. Chumus adashin avik dikuna. So Gemara asks, ha'nich l'rabbanan da'amri melamed shetuunim gniza. That's only if your rabbanan holds that manicham sham teaches needs gniza. El rav daisa, the palagalayu, da'amar, avaruyin l'koyin hadit. He says that a kohen could use it. It's not me'ilah on it. A kohen could use it. Maybe it is me'ilah, but the reason is not nas mitzvasa. A kohen could use it. My venichon sham. Why? What does venichon sham mean? So you shtamish by yom kippurach. I shouldn't use it on yom kippur. My kolameima. You don't have this. This is not a makar that something that the mitzvasa was done. It's a me'ilah because a kohen could use it. It's still the mitzvah is not done yet. So the Gemara Mishum Dav, I've even placed that you have this idea, and Nasim Mitzvasa is still also. Mishum Dav, Chumas Adesh, and the Egla Rufa, Shtei Ksum Bank Echad, Chol Shtei Ksum Bank Echad, Eim Alamdim. Because there's Egla Rufa, another place where you see Nasim Mitzvasa still has an Isser Meila. And what does that mean? By Egla Rufa, Allah is that the Pasuk says that after you cut off the head, Va'orfu Shom Esa Agla V'Nachal. And Lashon Shom, his Masma, has to stay there. Has to be there. You have to bury it there. Why? Because it's also bahana. Even after you did the mitzvah of the egla rufa. So shteik sumo gav. It's all good. You're not malamdim. The malamdim ayik lemeimar. Okay. There's man diyama holes. Even shteik subim. You are malamdim. So what are you going to say then? So lechayer it's back shver that by reyach. Why is no meila? Even if it's not mitzvah, so even if it's done the mitzvah already, but maybe you learn after chumas adasha and after egla rufa that even if it's not mitzvah, so it's still meila. So my answer is Chereim Yutei Ksiv, both by Egla Rufa and by Chumash Deshin is a Miyit. Ksiv is Samoy. Samoy Dafke here has Din Meila, but nothing else that Nasim Shas has Meila. The Ksiv by Rufa, Egla Rufa says Egla Ha Rufa. Ha Rufa means that only this has the Din of Nasim Shas and nothing else, and therefore has Miyit, and therefore you don't learn out all the places. Therefore, Riyat Reyach, once Nasim Shas, there is no Meila over there.